A journey of discovery of different cultures, landscapes, and architecture. And no, we're not talking about a Star Wars movie.
This week, we're clocking out and going baby.
Ooh.
It's time for vacation.
How Star Wars is it?
Ooh.
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 Hello there, Mike.
Good morning. Hi, Josiah.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Welcome to How Star Wars Is It? This is, first off, it's the only podcast.
Right.
And you know that because you open up your podcast app and overnight, all the podcasts disappeared except for this one.
This is the one world in the infinite multiverse where there is such a thing as a podcast, but you may as well just use that word synonymously with the title, How Star Wars Is It?
Right. It's kind of like when someone invented rock and roll. You could have just said, like,
Chuck Berry.
I like Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
I like Chuck Berry music.
Yeah.
It's like, you like rock and roll music? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I like Chuck Berry music.
Yeah.
That's the same with this. It's like, you like podcasts? No, sorry. You like How Star Wars Is It is what you like.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this is the only podcast, and we rate and review things on a scale of 1 to 10, not of how good or bad they are, but of how Star Wars they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we take everything Star Wars, we put it all in a big pot, we turn that pot into chili.
We're
like, poof, you're chili.
Yeah.
And
you're a sandwich.
Poof, you're a sandwich. And that's a did you tell me a shrimp fried this rice? And that's a 10 out of 10. And that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
And this week, we're going back to a concept.
Yes.
Because we've done some movies recently. We ended up randomly doing three Chicago
episodes. Three different Chicagos.
Episodes, which that was crazy.
Yeah.
And not intentional. The bingo ball cage just took us there.
Yeah. Every week, we pick a topic out of a bingo ball cage. And again, weird timing. Josiah just got home from a vacation. And that's the topic. And I, listeners, desperately need one.
Yes, we were like, Josiah just went on one. Mike needs one. Maybe this episode will put us in a good headspace.
If you want to learn where my headspace is at this very moment, tune in later this week to our Patreon where I describe how few hours of sleep I got last night.
And you can also hear about my vacation a little bit more on that episode, because I'm not going to talk I'm not going to get too in the specifics of my vacay. I'll just tell where I went and stuff, but we're not gonna get you bogged down because we're talking about vacations in general.
Yeah. So right off the bat, I've got some Star Wars thoughts.
Great.
I went to, and now I can't remember what the name of the church was. Trinity something? I can't remember. But somewhere in Ireland, we went to a couple of different towns in Ireland. My family went to the UK and Ireland a few years ago. And we went to the building that houses the Book of the Kells, which is one of like the oldest surviving English language or proto-English language documents. You know, it's like a book.
Wow.
But it's very old. And that building is what they use to sort of model the Jedi Academy archives on.
Okay.
Looks just like it with the sort of like rows and like the bust of different Jedi at the end of each row. They have a similar thing there. And, you know, I know there's also many locations like that that are, they either directly inspired Star Wars or even more so they are like where they shot Star Wars, like in Lake Como, Italy. People will like stop by the certain place just so they can say I don't like sand.
Really?
While like resting with their arms on the handrail.
Right.
So there are places out there. You know, I've now since been to the like San Francisco Bay Area Redwoods. Probably not the Endor Redwoods, but there's a number of places that like you can go and directly experience Star Wars vibes because of like they shot in Tunisia or whatever. Or you could go to Galaxy's Edge.
You can go Galaxy's Edge, which is what I did recently.
Yeah.
That's also very Lord of the Rings, going to New Zealand.
Yes.
Going to Hobbiton and stuff like that. But this is not Hellodery.
Hellodery!
Hellodery!
Look, hey guys, I'm with Hellodery.
Hellodery Barbie, baby. So terrible. I think this is, we didn't talk about this when it happened. We talked about the Oscars on the Patreon a little bit, but I think, like, single-handedly, Hillary Clinton turned the tables on the Barbie discourse to people being like, actually, it's fine that they didn't get an Oscar.
Yes!
No. Like, I think like, it was her fault. And people, like, overnight.
Yeah, it was like that, like, 24, 36 hour period of people being like, what, do they think movies just direct themselves? And then she was like, my heart goes out to whatever. And everyone was like, never mind, we were wrong.
They're like, actually,
we were wrong
agree.
For being outraged.
Yeah, we don't want to be on the same page as Hillary Clinton. So never mind. Forget about it. Forget about it. It was absolutely her fault.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah,
I've been racking my brain over here trying to come up with a Lord of the Rings town or character or thing that ends in the sound O or go in particular.
Oh, sure. She lobe. No.
What? Almost. People keep talking about Smeagol. Then he took Smeagol to the polls. I'm with the lottery. Smeagol, Deagle. I wish these Smeagols would Deagle to the Smee polls.
Please, someone do that as a pull quote from this episode, because that will make no sense. It also will be hard to spell. I'm trying to think of if there's a, like, maybe lock him up when we're talking about Saruman. I think the Ents probably were like, lock him up for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is good. I think Hellodery has got legs.
Hellodery.
We should
How
just start
Lord
doing Hellodery.
Is it?
Hellodery.
And the logo for that show, it's not like the sort of game show inspired logo of our show where it's got like the Johnny Carson curtain in the background. It's the H with the arrow. It's just the Hillary Clinton logo, but it says like H, and then within the arrow it says LOTRII
mark. Yeah, it's heavily Hillary Clinton inspired, even though she has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings. It's heavily Hillary coded.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this on the podcast, didn't we? But the like meme going around, or like the trend going around of like women asking their significant others to name a woman.
Oh, uh-huh. And so many people say Hillary Clinton.
So many people said Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Which is such a like strange coincidence.
Yeah, it's very
weird. Or not, maybe not a coincidence. Maybe it is like something deeper where it's just like she is the woman that we all are like, yeah, she's like a famous, influential woman.
Right.
Hilarious. But we're not talking about Hellodery. We're not talking about Hillary. We're talking about vacation.
Man, I just wish I could win the Hellodery.
Yeah. If I could get $1 million, just $1 million from the Hellodery, that's all.
Or
I
honestly,
my job.
Even just $96,000.
Talk about, like, talk about Hillary Clinton. Lin-Manuel Miranda and Hillary Clinton have the same energy.
Yes.
It's like, In the Heights is honestly, I think, held up better than, like, Hamilton has held up. Because, Hamilton kind of got cringe a little bit. Or, like, people were just like, hey, it's good. But it's, like, also doesn't, like, really look into the complexities of, like, slavery and, like, all the founding fathers, blah, blah, blah. Whereas in the Heights, it's just like, I don't know, man. Let's have a party and do some rapping.
Yeah, right.
And
do
like that's
some
fun.
Rapping.
Let's do some rapping.
Hello, fellow kids.
Hello, fellow teens. Yeah. Turn my hat backwards.
Looks like sit we're in a chair. About to do some rapping.
Looks like we're sitting down to do some rapping.
Oh, RB. Man. Hellodery.
Hellodery. maybe we need to make a graphic of I'm with Hellodery.
I think we probably do.
That's hilarious because there's like several several like levels of separation that you'd have to understand in order for that joke to make sense. One, you have to know that our show is called Hisui, abbreviated Hisui.
And sorry, even before one, you have to know that there is this show.
Right, you have to know that this show exists and that it's called Hisui, which is an abbreviation of House Services. And then you have to know that we are making a joke putting Lord of the Rings in there. So instead of Hisui, it's Hilotery.
Yes.
And then you
and
have
then
to
you
be
have
like,
to do the math that that ultimately kind of sounds a little like Hillary.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like Hillary. And then you get to the fact that I'm with her. Yeah. Or I'm with Hilotery.
And you have so to speak of... goal to the polls.
Speak goal to the polls. This episode might have been the one where you needed to make your prediction in the envelope about the rest of it was going to
talk about the topic.
Not going to talk about the topic. I guess here's my question about the topic. Are we talking about here's the question.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Don't ask me what we're talking about.
I didn't sleep.
Yeah, Mike's left for 3 hours. Are we, because we've talked about travel with Heather Scholl.
Oh, shit, we have.
We haven't talked about vacation, though. So this is a distinction, right? Travel is anytime you're going anywhere. Vacation is its own vibe.
Yes.
And so here's the question. Are we talking about going on vacation? Or are we talking like summer vacation, winter break, where you're just off of work or out of school?
Mm.
Or are we talking about literally going somewhere?
I think of breaks where like you are told you don't have to do X, which is basically school.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of like you have the opportunity to go on a vacation, but
sure,
you could also go on a little bit of a staycation.
Yeah.
And listeners, hey, tune in next week when our topic will be staycation.
Honestly, this episode's going so off the rails. I need a vacation from the vacation episode.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, so yeah. Okay, so yeah, so going on a vacation, right? Mm-hmm. Going somewhere, a destination. This is good, because this is important for the game, in which hopefully Mike will get some much-needed R&R.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That sounds like two of a pirate's favorite things.
Yeah. No, it'd be the sea and R&R. That's actually good. We should change the it'd be the sea joke to what's a pirate's favorite letter? It's R&R. And it's like, why is it rest and relaxation?
You know how people in the Navy call it shore leave?
Yeah.
What do pirates call the time they take off?
R&R. Okay, I was thinking of this the other night. This is entirely a tangent, random, because you said
what?
The Navy. Yeah, are you kidding me? I had a cousin who went to boot camp and joined the Navy. Like a fucking dumbass. He'll never listen to this, so it's fine that I said that. And if he does, I'm joking, Logan. It's fine. We're fine. But, like, I went to... Or I met up... We met up with... Because boot camp for the Navy, you can go to... one of them happens in Chicago. Or, like,
the
right
bustling
outside Chicago.
Seaboard.
The bustling seaboard of Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
And so we met up... My parents and I met up with his family post his graduation or right before his graduation. We got, like, Giordano's or some, like... Chicago pizza stuff, you know,
which
much to John Stewart's chagrin. Listen to the Patreon, everybody. You're missing out if you're not listening to the
Join
Patreon.
Join the Navy. Listen to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Smeagol to the polls.
And he was like, yeah, like I can't look at a normal clock now. I'm so used to military time. And I wanted to be like, bitch, you've done regular time for 18 years.
Yeah.
You've done military time for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's really annoying.
Shut up.
Also, I'm realizing I was searching for a name that ended in an O sound. Bilbo and Frodo. You dumb ass idiot.
They were too obvious.
Yeah.
They were too easy. You couldn't get there.
What character in The Lord of the Rings has a name that ends in the O sound?
What character in Harry Potter ends in Otter?
Yeah.
I just can't figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. James Potter.
James Potter. There we go. What's the Otter?
PB&J Otter.
Yeah, PB&J. Noodle. Do the noodle dance. This episode is insane.
Crazy!
So we're talking about going on vacation.
Okay, I see vacations in two ways, and I'm really on one side more so than the other in general. There's the, like, you go somewhere and you bring a book and you don't do fucking anything.
Sure.
And then there's the opposite, where you're kind of always on the move. You're getting up early so that you can get to Disney World early or get to the ski slopes early, or you're cramming in four different tours of museums and a ghost tour of medieval England or whatever.
Yeah, all of it. Going back in time
to
medieval England
right.
to go on a ghost tour.
Yeah.
In which you see ghosts from the year
You see of future zero. Ghosts. You just see living prisoners in the 1500s.
Help!
Yeah.
Alms for the prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think a good vacation is a mix of both, right?
Uh huh.
Because you got to schedule some time to chill out, but you also want to do fun stuff.
You know, another kind of secret sauce that I've only just started having in my life with my wife is scheduling. The tours and the museum days and the excursions, but then having days that you're not necessarily holding as like a relaxed day, you're just letting that day be spontaneous.
Yeah, sure.
Because there might be something that you're like, there's like four other things we want to do and we can try to maybe do one of those things. But then like on your way, you might see something else and be like, let's do that instead.
Yeah, totally. That is good. Leaving room for spontaneity is fun. And also, like, important, like, as a human being for your brain.
Hmm.
Like, being able to just, like, want... No.
I don't know about that.
I don't actually think I like that.
But you just look like a praying mantis to me right now. Because I didn't sleep.
Yeah, I'm a praying mantis head.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna go kill my husband.
Yeah.
And eat his brains.
Oh, those are your headphones. I thought those were your big, glassy, black eyes.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, no, now you look more like a fly or something. When they're on the sides of your head, you look more like a predator.
Oh, okay. I could barely hear what you said, but I know what you said.
Ah, okay.
Because you were loud enough coming through through the cans. Yeah, so
cans.
Like...
Cans?
Cans? What? Like, jugs?
Frodo to the poles. I think Smeagol to the poles is funnier.
Smeagol to the poles is better because it has go in it, and also it's funnier because it has goal. On my recent vacation, we did an excursion day, first day, where we went to some ruins, Mayan ruins, which was really cool. We snorkeled with sea turtles, and then we went to a cenote, which is an underground cave formation with fresh water in it.
And you also did an incursion day, right?
Yeah, and where a bunch of universes were collapsing each other in the Marvel fashion.
Yeah.
Was that what you were referencing?
Yeah, and there was like a Skrull that looked like you.
Yeah. He looked
Mojo
exactly like
Mojo was there.
But his chin was weird because Skrulls have weird chins.
Yeah, it looks like this.
Yeah, it's like this. Rawr, I'm a Skrull. I look like Josiah with a weird chin.
Yeah.
If a Skrull was pretending to be me... You wouldn't be able to tell it's a Skrull because I have a beard.
That's true.
So, like, even whenever they went, like, I love when Skrulls are like, here, I'm going to give you a little clue. Here's my weird chin. Because they can shapeshift perfectly.
Yeah.
And so, why would you ever, since it's only when they're, like, being revealed, they're like, all right, fine. Chin activated.
Yeah.
Here's my weird chin. If a Skrull was going to pretend to be you. What would this is the classic, like, who do I shoot, right?
Uh-huh.
How would I know it's you, Mike? What could I ask you?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind, just because of the setting we're in right now, you could say, like, okay, both of you, introduce yourself as though you have a podcast. And if the person says anything to the tune of, like, hey, everyone, welcome to the... You shoot that person, because the answer is, hi!
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've talked to you so much that I, like, just over the course of recording this podcast and in, like, regular life, but we talk for an hour and a half every week, which is more than I talk to, like, my mom.
Anyone, yeah.
Yeah. Charlie's always like, Mike is, like, your best friend. And I'm like, no. And she's like, he basically is. You guys talk all the time. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you're right. He is definitely
He's your most friend.
I'm like, Mike is definitely up there. Even though he's probably actually my best friend.
We are we do business talk the most. Associates. That's
what I said. I was like, no, we have a podcast together, okay?
I know. I it's funny. I've had like the same conversation and the same thought, which is like, we know... It's funny how little we do know about each other.
I know. I know. That was like that on that Patreon that one time when we were like, what do you think about God?
Do you have any siblings?
The only reason I know you have one is because I'm friends with her. If I wasn't friends with Allie, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I still don't know exactly if I could tell anybody what you do for a living.
Yeah.
I know it's like in museum stuff and it's in design, yeah. But if I had to give your job a name?
Well, when I'm finished with this big document we're working on this week, I'll send the PDF to you and you can take a look.
Please do.
Yeah.
So I can see it and be incredibly confused.
Yeah.
I feel like my recording is being weird, but I can't tell.
It'd be a shame to lose this episode.
We're not going to lose anything. It might be like some pops here and there, but that's okay. Okay, so vacation, going on vacation, scheduling time. Okay, is it Star Wars? Yes, because Star Wars has lots of various locales.
Yeah.
Exotic locales, like we said in the cold open.
Sure. There are few vacations that happen in Star Wars, though.
That's true. I was going to say that, yeah. Because they're too busy.
And they're too busy having wars.
And everything's an emergency in Star Wars.
Even, you know? Even in episode 2 where they go to Naboo to kind of like... They go to the Padme, the Nibiri family. I know her name is Amidala, but like her family's name is Nibiri. They go to their like vacation home.
Yeah.
But like they're not on vacation. They're like...
They're hiding.
Laying low, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't think anyone... Like, this goes into what we say a lot, where it's like, is anyone in Star Wars universe having a good time?
Yeah.
Because even the rich people seem to just be like, well, we have to blackmail a senator or something.
Yeah, right.
And never be happy or go on vacation or anything.
Yeah.
So it's not, so people don't go on vacation in Star Wars.
I suppose the, like, casino planet people are, like, the types who would go on a vacation.
Sure. And the casino planet seems to be a vacation destination.
Sure. The Monte Carlo of the Star Wars universe.
Totally. Yeah.
It's, ain't nobody else, though, going on a vacation in the sort of main canon.
No. Han Solo's never been on a vacation as well.
No.
Luke? No way.
Yeah.
Although maybe you could consider Luke going into exile an extended vacation.
He does go to a tropical island.
Drinking some nasty milk. All inclusive. You got porgs to eat. You got milk to drink out of a nasty teat.
Luke was eating porgs.
No, I think he was. I think he was subsisting entirely on nasty milk.
Well, we see him like spear a fish at one point, don't we?
That's true. Maybe he was living off of fish. Maybe he saw the porgs because it's kind of like how Chewie is about to eat a porg, and then he looks at them and goes, "Oh, they're too cute.
Yeah,
I can't eat this." Which like it's funny that like Chewbacca, who is a like.
Monster.
An apex predator? Like, who we've seen in previous movies get distracted enough by a hunk of meat that he falls for a trap.
Right.
Because, like, sometimes he's Scooby-Doo and sometimes he's a man.
Yes.
And then, like, that apex predator monster.
Is Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo is sometimes a man and sometimes Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. But... Like, it's weird that we see this, like, predator who eats meat for sure feel bad about eating meat because they're too cute.
Yeah.
Because we as humans barely even do that.
Yeah, like, sometimes.
I know a pig is as smart as a 3-year-old.
And I wouldn't still eat, like, a parrot.
No, I wouldn't eat a parrot. Unless it was an asshole.
Do you get the TikToks of the, like, black or the gray parrot or gray something that's, like, metal?
Yes. Paper. I don't get them, but Charlie does.
Hates him.
Really? That's so funny.
She was like, I don't mind when he says, like, glass, but I don't like it when he has, like, an emotional inflection.
Yeah.
Like, sock.
Yeah. I think its name is Apollo. It's like metal. Apollo and Friends or something. Metal. Rock.
Yeah.
Glass. Frick. Charlie!
Wario.
Come here. Yeah, Charlie gets those because she is obsessed with birds, and so like her TikTok and Instagram. Yes, you are. I think she does a really good impression of this bird. Can you do the
metal glass?
Here, wait, hold on. Listen, Mike.
Okay, you have to ask me what stuff is.
Oh yeah, hold
what's on, this made of?
Ready? What's this made of?
Paper.
Hold on, I don't have anything metal. What's this?
Glass.
What's this?
Metal.
I make her do this semi-frequently because I think it's so funny. Yeah. What's this?
Rock.
Rock.
Wario.
He also Wario. Said,
well, yeah, Wario. Shrek.
Shrek. Shrek.
No, what's it made of? Shrek.
Shrek. Yeah. What are you doing? Hat.
Hat.
Hat. Hat.
We're talking about that bird, Apollo.
He's a nice bird.
Yeah. Charlie's obsessed with birds.
No,
she,
not.
Yes, she is. She follows a million birds on Instagram, and we watch their videos all the time.
Charlie's obsessed with Apollo. It's always Apollo this, Apollo that. I wish she would Apollo to the poles.
Mike did a really good joke.
But I saw his face delivering it, and yeah. I believe it was good.
It was good. It was good. It
tune
was
in a couple earlier. Of weeks.
Yeah, you can hear it on the when you listen to the episode there. All right, anyway, that's my showing off Charlie's Apollo impression. How did we start talking about this
bird? I don't know.
It's really funny that Caitlin doesn't like him.
Oh, I said
that
I wouldn't eat
laugh.
A parrot.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't download a car.
You wouldn't steal a parrot.
You wouldn't eat a parrot.
You wouldn't eat a parrot. You wouldn't eat two parrots that were best friends and married.
And one has big lips and eyelashes.
And hips. Don't worry about the hips.
Uh-huh. Lips, hips, eyelashes.
Lips, lips, eyelashes.
Oh,
Esther.
Shit,
status.
Man. What a
let's
episode
go,
this is.
Let's go play a game.
Yeah, we're about at that point, right?
Yeah, we were 8 minutes-ish in.
Yeah.
So it's just about time for the game.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Ready?
What are we about to do? Commercial break.
Commercial break.
Break.
Break. Rock. Metal. Glass.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Be back
I mean,
soon.
Wait. Whee.
Do you smell that? It's Bullshit Alert, the podcast where we lie, cheat, steal, and sometimes, yes, sometimes, it's the truth. Think you can sniff it out? Join Stephen Carter, Danny Marshall, and Lily Moss each week where we invite new guests, new stories, and of course, new bullshit. Find Bullshit Alert on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
Okay, keep chucking?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And we're oh.
And we're oh, and we're ooh. All right, Mike. We're, of course, going to play a vacation RPG,
yay!
Baby. Now, remember, your...
I have a master ball.
You have a master ball because we have stated that these are now all part of the same continuity.
Yeah.
And so whatever happens in this... It keeps going into the future.
Man, I'm so excited for my vacation where I walk up and down McCormick Avenue.
Well, you might not walk up and down McCormick, but we'll see where you end up walking. But first, we got to roll some stats, of course. So we got to roll stats for your character.
Of course. D20?
Okay. D20, yeah, just roll D20. This first stat is for how stressed you are.
4. That's not right.
Oh, you're not very stressed. That's nice. Let's keep track of that. You're not very stressed.
Yeah.
Roll another d20.
For 17. How good
you... Oh, that's how good you are at relaxing. You're really good at relaxing. You're not very stressed. This vacation's going to go great.
It almost seems as though I shouldn't be wasting my days off and spending any money if I'm this relaxed and this good at...
It's just how
unstressed.
Good you are at relaxing, okay? Not necessarily how relaxed you are. This means you can relax easily.
And when you say you mean my character.
Your character, yes.
Because your boy can't make it through a night without feeling like crap.
Cannot sleep awake.
Okay, next one was 5.
That's how adventurous you are, so you're not very adventurous.
Okay.
Not very adventurous, not very stressed, great at relaxing. So I'm kind of seeing how this vacation is going to shape up. All right, roll D100 for how much gold you have.
Oh, I got 95 gold.
Hey, you're rich. Okay, now, here's what we're going to do. I've got a little table of the world's best places to visit for 2023 to 2024.
Okay.
It's a list of 30. We're going to do the top 20. Roll a d20, and then I'll go to that number and tell you where you're going on vacation.
I'm going to lucky number 8.
Okay. You're going to the Maldives. Which we did an Anarchy show about. And it was also
where
the Matrix.
Only you and me knew the Matrix was part of it.
Yeah. That was really funny. Okay, let me just read this little poll quote. It is not cheap or easy to reach, but this isolated Indian Ocean vacation spot located southwest of India is the personification of a dreamy tropical retreat. In this remote destination, which is made up of more than 1,000 islands, thatched roof overwater bungalows sit above the bright aquamarine sea, providing easy water access and a romantic atmosphere. Okay. On this once-in-a-lifetime vacation, fill your days with beach trips, spa treatments, and snorkeling or scuba diving excursions. If cabin fever sets in, pay a visit to the capital, Malé, where you'll find historic mosques and open-air markets. So that sounds fun. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go to the Maldives on Google Maps. And we're going to find out... Oh, these islands are so little. They're very cute. Look at this. I've never looked at a map of the Maldives. Ready? Look how little these islands are.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're so small. Are there even any streets that I can look at on here? Malé is the capital. Let's go to Malé. It's so tiny! Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go!
Here we go.
Now, we're going to start at the airport. Where was the airport? Oh, is it over here? Ah, here we go. Great. Valana International Airport, MLE. It looks like on this island is just the airport, so we're going to go ahead and jump over to the main island over here. Let's start at this. We're going across the bridge. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at this park. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. So, Mike, go ahead and roll a d20. So, one, this is the same as the lunch game.
3.
So, that means, wait, what did I say?
I don't know.
I think it's 1 through 5 is north. 6 through 10 is east. 11 through 15 is south. Uh-huh. And then 16 through 20 is west. So, you're going to go north. All right, we hit this intersection right here. Next, roll again. We're trying to find a hotel.
4.
Okay, we're going to go north again. Here we go. Ooh, I'd say this is close enough. Is this a Summer Beach Maldives?
Summer Beach Maldives Hotel.
Look at that.
$84.
Okay. $84 a night.
Hell yeah.
Do you want to stay there?
Yes.
All right, we're staying at the Summer Beach Maldives.
Now, is there still some kind of exchange rate from gold to dollars? And is dollars indeed what they take here?
Now, here's the thing. It is still a one-to-one exchange rate.
Uh-huh.
So you have to spend 84 gold to get $84.
But there's no flat service fee.
No, it's not for this. This is just going to be, and there's no convenience fee. Don't worry. Because in this RPG, what happened was you just got off the plane, you took over the bridge, and you just walked up to the Summer Beach Maldives. And honestly, I think you could walk because this island is so small.
Yeah.
That I think you could probably walk everywhere and you'd be fine.
Sure.
All right, so mark off that you've spent $84.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry, 84 gold. 11 left. Now, roll again. Let's see where we end up on our first little excursion.
5.
Okay, so that's going to be... Oh, you're going to... Okay, so we're just going to go over to this artificial beach right here. It's called Artificial Beach. It's got a playground and views of planes flying in and out of Malé Airport. That's fun. And it's got a 4.2 star rating. Okay, so now go ahead and roll. I'm going to actually roll a luck check. With this D20 that has a squirrel inside of it. Can you see the squirrel?
Squirrel.
Okay.
Cat.
There is a horde of goblins on the beach.
No!
Yeah, on the artificial beach.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry to break it to you. And it looks like they want to take over this beach.
Uh-oh.
Now, you do have a Master Ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a whole hell of a lot I can do with that.
You don't have a sword yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't get a sword last time.
Right.
Now, it looks like they're getting their bearings, so you could leave and come back if you want to.
I
want
to, look around the beach. Are they far enough away from me that I can kind of make a getaway if I need to?
Yes. Honestly, maybe you should have gone to the off day inn because it's literally half the price and it's right next door.
Oh, shit.
But too bad. You already went to the Summer Beach Maldives. Yes, you can make a getaway pretty easily. Also, you are getting really hungry.
Uh-oh.
So we have to go play the lunch RPG. Okay. Where did I put it? Hold on. No, that's not it. Don't look at that. Stop looking at that.
Not to minimize anything, but was there anything to that?
The lunch RPG?
Yeah.
We have to play the full lunch RPG now in the middle of the vacation RPG.
Got it. But in the Maldives?
Yes, in the Maldives.
Okay.
So, we're going to go ahead and... really, all that means is we're going to go keep rolling and see where you end up on the map.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So, we'll find out what happens with the goblins later.
Okay.
All right. Roll again on a d20.
11.
That means you're going south. So you're going heading back down south.
Okay.
Okay, so we hit an intersection. I don't see any restaurants. Go ahead and roll again.
15.
That's going to be heading west. You're literally going back the way you came. Let's go until we reach an intersection. Boom, we're right here in the middle. Oh, Frontier Markets Enterprises. Interesting. Fruit and vegetable wholesaler. Not really where you get lunch. Okay, so let's keep... Okay, keep going, keep going. Roll again.
17.
Okay, it's going to be west again, so let's go this way. Oh, hey, I see something here. A natural cafe.
All right, let's see the menu.
Let's look at the menu. Do they have a menu? They got pictures of the name of the restaurant. This looks like it might be too small a business to have a menu on Google Maps. Yep, there is no menu because there is no website for it. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay.
Roll again. We're not eating here. It's too small.
15.
Let's go west again. Here we go. Here's one. There's a coffee shop. What if they have a menu here? Oh, let's look at these pictures. That looks fun.
Some kind of drippy, cold coffee drink.
That's fun. They got little sandwiches.
Mm.
They got like a weird crispy chips thing going on. They got like some pasta or something. They got some rice. This looks good. You want to eat here?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to Azda Cafe. There's not a menu. They do have dine-in and takeout, so that's good. Now, you're just going to pick from those pictures because you don't speak the language here. I'm sure they speak English. Because it's this tourist destination.
Sure.
But staff friendliness did get 5 stars, so that's good, from this one reviewer. So that's cool. All right, what do you want from those pictures?
That, like, pasta dish looked really yummy to me.
Yeah, let's get that. Okay, sounds good. Now, I'm just going to say it's worth 11 gold.
Uh-oh, that's going to clean me out.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So you have 0 gold now. All right, now, you look around, and as you finish eating, more goblins.
Oh, God.
They've taken over everything that you just came from is overrun with goblins.
What's the general vibe?
They seem like... Okay, here's what I'll tell you. The goblins are all wearing visors and have fanny packs on.
Oh.
And Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But have they taken over any of the actual, like, sort of server-type positions, or are they just, like, also restaurant patrons?
It looks like they're just trying to eat.
Okay. I'm not really interested in ruining someone else's vacation.
Yeah, sure.
So, do you want to keep my 11 gold?
Yeah.
And I say, take it easy.
Take it sleazy. All right, let's keep walking. Let's see where we end up.
Okay. 15.
Still going west. Oh, look, there's a China Garden. That's a restaurant.
Kind of another restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, there's a menu for this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, nice. Look at that. Too bad. You already ate.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
16.
All the way over here. Oh, we're still going west. There's a school. That's fun. This is a fun little This is a fun little walk we're taking. Keep going.
Okay. 1.
That is north. Oh, there's another hotel. Let's keep going north. Oh, there's a park. Okay, this is great. You get to Sultan Park. It's a small area.
Ooh, what's that treehouse climb?
Oh, that looks like fun. Okay. Oh, there's a treehouse you can climb in.
Oh, and there's
an
art gallery, and there's a museum. This looks
like
the place for me.
The National Museum of the Maldives is here. That looks cool.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I have to tell you. You're here in this park, and you go into some tall grass.
Uh-oh. I walk around in a square pattern.
Oh, yeah. Just keep going. All right, you hit a Pidgey!
Oh, hell yeah. Although now, it feels like a waste to use my Master Ball on a Pidgey.
You know that there is a 1% chance that a legendary could show up in this grass. So you could just keep walking around.
So I'm going to run.
Okay, great. You run. It takes hours. But finally, what do you see? You're a Gen 1 guy for Pokemon, right?
That's basically it. Yeah.
You see? Let's see. I want you to roll a D6.
Now, no matter what I see, when I see it, does it say Gia Giao?
Yeah, it goes Gia Giao. And it's, and the chip tune makes the sound. It's abrasive.
It's a 2.
All right. So you see Zapdos.
Hell yeah. Hell yes.
Now that might be worth a Master Ball.
Yes. I am going to use my Master Ball on the wild Zapdos.
All right, great. And hey, guess what? It's Master Ball, so it works.
Mike caught Zapdos.
You've caught Zapdos. Would you like to nickname Zapdos?
Yes. Let's call him Hilotery.
And that is the traditional spelling, right?
Or I suppose I should ask, is it a male or female?
It's a legendary, so it's genderless. A lot of times they're genderless, yeah.
I'm still sticking to Hilotery.
I think Hilotery is good. So you have a now you have a Zapdos named Hilotery.
That needs to go on the fucking logo that I'm gonna make.
This is turning into one of those t-shirts from that one guy that you sent me.
Yes, yes.
It's a Zapdos and it says Hilotery.
Yeah, right.
Hilotery, and there's like
the Hilotery
Clinton logo.
Like the Mewtwo one that says Carly Rae Jespin.
That's the one I own.
Yeah.
Because I've loved it so much. Perfect. Well, now you own a Zap, or you have a Zapdos. Can you ever really own a Pokemon, right? So you have a Zapdos named Hilotery, and you have 0 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of goblins that are just like going on vacation. Now, the last thing I will say is, as you go to the museum, there is a guy right outside the museum, and he looks like he's like making fierce eye contact, like waiting for you to make eye contact with him.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna approach this guy.
Okay, do you make eye contact?
Indeed, make eye contact. Did an exclamation point appear above his head?
Yes, he went ding.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to learn what he's wearing on his bottoms.
Now, this guy is not the shorts boy, but what he is your rival.
No!
He's here to fight you.
He's Butthole because it wasn't enough characters for Butthole.
Yeah, that's what you named your rival as Butthole.
No,
I'm writing all this down for the future.
Let's see. What's my rival's name?
I already wrote down Butthole.
Okay, Butthole is fine.
Yeah, Butthole. He's going to try to fight you. And he has... All right, he throws out his first Pokemon. It is a level 50.
Oh, fuck.
Raticate.
Uh-oh. And I only have Zapdos. Hilotery.
You only have Zapdos, yes.
And what is Hilotery's level?
75.
Okay.
So
I'm
going to
use Hilotery.
Great. Hilotery flies out. Let me see what Zapdos' moveset is real fast.
Okay. Peck.
Zapdos knows Drill Peck, Thunder Shock, Thunder, and Agility.
Got it. I am going... I can't, God damn it. I think Ground is strong against electric, so I am going to use Drill Peck.
Now, I will tell you, Raticate's just a normal type, not a ground type. But Drill Peck, it would be a good move.
Yeah.
Okay. You use Drill Peck. It's just regular effective, but because he's level 50 and you're level 75, you knock him out.
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Looks like he's got 2 more Pokemon.
Okay. Bring it.
Bring it on. Just fucking bring it on, Butthole.
Butthole. God, I hope he has a Lickitung.
Hold on, let me find this. I didn't look it up. I should have looked this up earlier, but I did not, so here we go.
God, that, like, packaging art. The art and, like, the manual for the game is so good.
I can't find it. So, yeah, he has a Lickitung.
Oh, shit.
Level 50 Lickitung. Move will you
use? I'm going to do Thunder.
Okay, now this has an 80%... Wait. Thunder has a 70% accuracy. Okay. So roll a D100, see if it hits.
Oh, I see.
If you get anything below 70, it hits.
Okay. Wait a second. I didn't roll the right ones. 47.
All right, it hits. Knocked out. Done.
Yes, yes. Suck it, lick a tongue.
Last Pokemon. It's Articuno.
Oh, shit.
He also has a legendary.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know that Articuno is an ice type. I just tried to look up Articuno and I accidentally typed Darticuon. Come on. Learn how to type, Josiah. Jesus.
And while we're waiting here, listeners, this is How Star Wars Is It? You're listening to the episode about vacation.
So, he's an ice flying, and you know that electric is good against flying.
Uh-huh.
What movie?
And what level is this Darticuon?
Darticuon, this one is level 52.
Oh, okay. I believe on that moveset it showed that Thundershock was 100% accurate, yes?
You're right, you're correct.
I'm just going to go for that, Thundershock. Hilary, use Thundershock!
Double damage, super effective. You knock out Articuno.
Yes!
That was an easy battle. You're lucky you found Zapdos.
Yeah, sure am.
All right, and there we go. The goblins have taken over the Maldives, and you were just playing Pokemon.
But I beat someone in a Pokemon battle. Do I get money?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
It was a rival battle too, so you get like a decent amount. You get 1,500 gold.
Holy shit!
Pretty good.
And where does my 17 on ease of relaxing come into play?
That weirdly didn't come into play this time. So strange. It's almost like Josiah did a bad job planning this one.
So, okay. Are we closing this out?
That's the end of the RPG.
Okay,
yeah.
So I presume at some point I come back home from my vacation with my Zapdos sleeping soundly inside of its Master Ball.
Yes.
I've got 1,500 gold and that's basically all, yeah?
Correct.
Did I have to pay for my flight home? Or was that already paid for? Like, I presume I booked a round trip.
Yeah, you booked a round trip. You're fine. You know what's funny is that, like, you literally could have walked that whole way, and it would have only taken you, like, an hour. Because the Maldives are so small.
So, just again, so that we're crystal clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The next time that I ask you, like, the day before we record, like, oh, shit, do you have a game?
Uh-huh.
My character...
Your character has 1,500 gold.
Has 1,500 gold and a Zapdos.
A Zapdos named Hilotery. And a rival named Butthall. That is canon now.
It is also canon that... It would seem as though the entirety of the Maldives were
taken over by the goblins.
Overrun by goblins on vacation.
Which we will find out if that has any effect on the world later.
Oh, golly.
All right.
God, those are always so much fun.
Should we try to figure out how Star Wars Vacation is?
I don't know.
I don't know if we have.
I think we should probably just...
we can wrap up.
Butthall to the polls.
Butthall to the polls. So let's see. We already said... on location.
Exotic locales. But nobody goes on vacation in Star Wars.
Nobody goes on vacation. There's not really music about vacation, I don't think.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation had to get away.
There's like, wasted away, get a margarita, bro.
Yes.
You know? So there's songs about it, I guess.
Man, have you seen the Eddie Burback videos where he goes to all the Rainforest Cafes and then all the Margaritavilles?
I have not, but I know of
them.
They're
great.
I might need to put him in my rotation of YouTubers that
I watch.
He's
a fun one.
Because like we watch Drew Gooden and Danny Gonzalez,
mm-hmm.
but they both upload maybe once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We started watching Chad too. Chad's fun. She's kind of in that same realm of like commentary YouTubers.
Uh-huh.
But I need to add some more into the rotation, so because we get bored of like waiting, you know, we need some new guys, we need some new friends. When we found Chad, we were like, a new friend.
Yeah, I don't know that I know who that is, but she's... can send you some that I let. We should, after this, let's send each other our YouTubers.
Yeah, I'll send you some. I'll send you Chad if you don't know her. She's good.
It's a journey, but it's not a hero's journey.
Not a hero's journey, just a regular journey.
Although you could go on vacation and have it transform you.
That's true. Transformative. It is transformative. I feel like
you can go to Star Wars Land on vacation.
You can go to Galaxy's Edge. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Star Wars itself is a getaway, or it's supposed to be a getaway.
Yes.
Right. Like it's supposed to be entertainment, like fluffy popcorn.
Like
entertainment.
I can't remember who it was. Like an Ebert type was like, it's pure escapism and fantasy and no substance or something like that. But they were saying it kind of with like some amount of positivity to that.
Right. It's like that's the point of it. That's supposed to be the point of it. These days, I don't know if it is that much. But
no. Honestly, these days, it feels a bit more like work.
It's like homework. Yeah, it's not going to be very high. I think, like, for some reason...
Let's say this, because we didn't really do a good job of Star Wars, but we also don't like Star Wars anymore. But what like moment in any Star Wars movie feels the closest to a vacation?
I think you already said it when they go to Naboo, right?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I was also thinking like Kashyyyk has some kind of tropical type of
Or the forest of Endor is kind of vacationing.
Yes, that was the other one I was going to say. They like braid Leia's hair, which like in the 90s and early 2000s, you knew that y'all just got back from spring break because all the girls had those little hair wraps. Because they all went to Florida or Gulf Shores or...
Yeah, or sometimes the white people with cornrows.
Yes, yes.
Rough to see, rough to witness.
White people with cornrows? I keep telling these white people to cornrows to the polls.
The polls. Honestly, I think we need less white people to cornrows to the polls.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, we need to encourage other people to cornrows to the polls, please.
Yeah.
So like, you know what we should do? Let's use our list of, we know Fast and the Furious 1 is a 4.5.
Uh-huh.
Vacation is not as Star Wars as that.
No.
So we know it's less than that.
Yeah, and it's rare that when you go on vacation, you are part of an intergalactic war.
Right, true. It's much different. Vacation is more chill. It's supposed to be more chill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, okay. My unit of measure is gonna be cocktails on the beach.
Mine is gonna be lights.
And you know what? And I think I'm just gonna give it a solid 2 because it's about as many cocktails as I can drink these days.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give it 2 because I'm taking a direct flight there and a direct flight home, baby.
There you go. It's a 2. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did a great job this episode. Here's what I'll say.
Yeah, you know, so the premise of the show is we compare things to Star Wars, and this week's topic was vacation. This week, did we talk about vacation or Star Wars?
No.
Arguable.
Yeah. I would say, is this a good episode of How Star Wars Is It? Yes.
Yes.
Did we do a good job at the premise of our
podcast?
Is
the show good?
Is this show itself good?
Is How Star Wars Is It good? No. Is this a good example of How Star Wars Is It? Yes.
Yes, exactly. That is what I wanted to get across.
Yes, yes.
This is the show, folks.
Yeah.
If you are not on board at this point, then just get out of here.
Yeah, this is a good episode for us to point to and be like, okay, here's the premise of the show. If that sounds good to you, listen to episodes like 1 to 100.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear about two guys talking about their new show, How Lord of the Rings Is It, which they abbreviate Hilodery, which they turn into a whole Hillary Clinton rant, and then they name a Zapdos that, then listen to the 200s and approaching 300.
Yeah, that's accurate. So I will direct people to this episode. Here's the thing. If you enjoy...
A fun TikTok from this episode is just clips of single words for the like 60 seconds that like a YouTube short allows you to do. And those words are things like prisoner, medieval, Hilodery, Zapdos.
And then just be like, this is our episode about vacation.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wow. How is it that doesn't track at all? Oh, my God. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. So do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars Is on Twitter and Instagram. You can email us at goodpodcast@gmail.com because that's what this is. And we got an email, and I got permission from the person who sent the email.
Good.
Justin, thank you so much for emailing us, because we asked
and
our Gen Z listeners.
You are in Gen Z.
We asked our Gen Z listeners to email us just on the subject line, yes. The body of the email, yes. And Justin did do that. And Justin is our new favorite listener.
You know what we should do at the end of every episode? We should give a new prompt.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
For sending us an email.
So we did Gen Z last time. Maybe we should millennials this time.
Yeah. If you are a millennial, what would you name a legendary bird Pokemon?
So email us that, just the name of it in the subject line.
The subject line is legendary bird Pokemon nickname. And then the body of the email is just the name.
Yeah. And don't email us anything aside from that.
You can sign your name and we can shout you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let us know if you want us to shout you out in the email.
Here's my example. I would email agoodpodcast@gmail.com and the subject line would say legendary bird Pokemon nickname. And then the body of the email would say Zapdos, comma, Hilotery. Love, Mike. Parentheses, you can say my name on the show.
Okay, that's your template, folks. Yeah. That's the template. Use that. Okay. Mike, why don't you tell them about the Patreon?
And sorry, if you are saying you can say my name, we are assuming that means both your actual name you signed as well as your legendary bird Pokemon nickname.
Yes.
And it might be something like, oh, okay, listener Mike says Zapdos is Hilotery.
This will be good. If we can get some people to respond in this way, it'll be great. It'll be much better than the emails we get saying they're Ukrainian women that are written by AI, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, this won't feel like it was written by a robot at all.
No, it'll make total sense.
And you know what? I'm gonna even just say we're opening this up. You don't have to just be a millennial to do this.
You're right. We should open this up to everybody.
Yeah.
So you Gen Zers, you Gen Xers, you babies out there, whoever's listening.
If you're a baby, specifically...
If you're a baby, actually, talk to your parents and to use their email.
Ask your parents to use the World Wide Web.
Yeah. See if they'll let you get on with a little disc that has minutes of internet. Uh-huh. On it. All right. Tell them about the Patreon, Mike.
I don't really feel like
it. We already basically told them about it earlier. We have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon. It's $5 a month. You get a bonus episode every week, and we've been doing it for years, so there's lots on there. If you like today's RPG, there's much more like sort of fully fleshed RPGs on the Patreon.
Yes, true.
And you're supporting your friends.
Yeah, we're your friends.
Yeah. Smeagol to the polls this year. Or at the very least, like we have said before, don't not vote.
Don't not vote. Also, come see us in Anarchy.
Uh-huh.
We improvise rock opera. We both are performing Thursday nights at I.O., we are in some shows together, a lot of shows apart, and just message us and we'll tell you what shows we're in.
Yeah.
But sandwiches of Star Wars, it's about time for Chubby Bye Bye. So like we always say,
we love you.
We love you.
And may the fourth be with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.